This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Make this the weekend you say, you know what, I am never going to a big box store again. I'm not doing it. I'm not giving money to people who don't like me. And start on your Christmas shopping. Well, wait, Scott. There won't be anything to buy because of Joe Biden's shipping container crisis. Supply chains. Wait a minute. Maybe that's President Harris's problem. Guess what, folks? Joe Biden is transferring power today to Kamala Harris.
Apparently has already now.
Has it happened already?
I guess. Is he under the, he's not under the knife.
Anesthesia.
He's under the tube.
Well, they claim he's going in for a physical exam and his colonoscopy and it's all, you know, just happy thoughts. I'll bet you anything. It's like, is there anything in there?
I got hairy legs.
You know, however far the camera goes, it goes.
And
yeah.
Keep that thing going up the chute all the way to the top. See what you find there. Get ready
Whatever
for
happens,
it.
Happens.
Get ready for it. There's going to be something out of this. And right now we have President Harris. If that doesn't give you chills down your spine, I don't know what will.
Put your tinfoil hat on and start writing that.
But she'd fix the supply chain crisis.
Oh, my gosh,
she
sure,
could tackle it into oblivion.
Yeah,
the border, all that stuff, everything. Yeah. Hopefully she goes to... what is her approval rating now? Like 7% or something? It's just in total free fall. They have this big food fight going on. Her staff is dysfunctional. But these people couldn't run a popcorn stand, for crying out loud. And if you still don't get it, there's no hope for you.
She didn't
zero. Not
2%. She didn't get the 2% in the initial primary.
So bad.
It's like
so bad. Exactly right. I have more bad news for you. Besides a President Harris for a few minutes today, while Joe's getting the noggin checked out.
Mm-hmm.
The House passed that monstrosity, that transformational change. That,
come on.
That Bernie Sanders, kind of a dream. Bernie Sanders' dream has passed the House. They rammed it through. I guess that's not real surprising. That's pretty, pretty much par for the course. We thought that would happen. Although, what's interesting about it, the reason there was some palace intrigue over it, who wants to funnel Biden over a cliff? Right? I mean, in anybody in any kind of swing district, it goes back to Obamacare. They lost a lot of folks because of Obamacare. Earl Pomeroy was one of them in North Dakota. You know, Byron Dorgan, another one. What did I see Byron Dorgan said today? He came out of his, came out of his bunker, that liberal bunker that he lives in.
Came out of the hair salon.
Did you post that, Todd? Did you send that to me? Who sent that to me? Somebody sent me something that Byron Dorgan said. Never happens, but he actually said something. Heidi Heitkamp said something the other day, too. She was at the White House for the signing of the infrastructure bill, and she's with this outfit called One Country now. And the idea is that we shouldn't be Republicans or Democrats.
Oh,
we should just be Americans. We're one country. We're not. And I love these little things they get, and they get big checks from all these special interest groups and go out there and, you know, it's D.C. swampish ridiculousness is what
it is. One country as long as it's their way.
Precisely.
That's the way. So well, that's the one way we can go. That's it.
So she puts out a press release saying how great it is. This infrastructure plan passes. No mention of the Republicans that helped make it happen, right? Mm-hmm. She happened to forget those people. I thought it was one country. She just talked a lot about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
This is so phony. It's so phony with a capital P, I can't even begin to tell you. Anyway, that's why we love Mike Lindell. There's no phony bone in this guy's body. He's put tens of millions of dollars into getting to the bottom of the absolute insanity that's called election integrity in this country. No ID, no problem. Just sign this, say who you are, and you go vote over there. Constitution, state constitution, no. Let's just hand out ballots like candy and trust that the ballot custody will be fine. Never mind those cyber attacks. Nothing to see here, right?
Let's go, Brandon.
Precisely. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, this segment is for regulars of What's on Your Mind. If you've called before, this is yours. And then we'll get back to the first-time callers. Normally, Senator Kevin Cramer would be here. He, however, is on a plane. He's escaping the insanity of Washington, D.C. Couldn't be with us, so the hour is yours, folks. And a few of my friends, Carol Juven, going to stop by and talk about the Ludafisk dinner. Scott Herman, going to tell you how you can move for free from Action Movers. And who am I forgetting? Can't forget Jim the Flagpole guy. He'll stop by, too. And first-time callers, Let's Go Brandon t-shirts for you. We have one more to give away this hour. If you're a first-time caller, give us a ring. 855-200-1776. Leave a message. We'll get you on. If you're a first-time caller, make sure you say that when you leave your message. Or call us right here at 258-0550. Fred and Wing, God bless. One of our favorite regulars on this program. So much wisdom from the good, the great Fred in Wing. Lay it on us, Fred.
Just the right speed on those numbers, Scott. Good job. Boy, you do a good job in everything. Now you've reached the pinnacle of your existence. All right. Now the rest of the country, now Joe Biden knows how the rest of the country feels today. You know?
You're saying what? A little bit of a fog, a little bit of something going up behind Dan, and a little bit of
the examination that he's getting. We've all got one, you know, lately, for the last year. But anyway,
that's good. That's very good.
I feel that I'm in the presence of greatness today. These first time callers, I just love it, Scott.
Me too.
Oh, hats off to you guys. You guys are doing so good, so much better than I ever did when I first called into a talk show program. Years ago, way back when What's on Your Mind was, I don't even want to go back that far. But anyway, I'll give you a little advice, first time callers. Don't not say what God's put in your heart. And then when you do pray, when you do call in, pray before you call in. But here's why. You're talking to more people than Jesus Christ did in his ministry. When he preached in Israel, he didn't go more than about 200 miles one way or the other. He preached in the temple to thousands, but that's not as many people as what listen to this program. So when you do call, ask for his help. And you'll do so good, and you will help this country. You will help you'll help what God wants you to do. Be on God's side. Don't ask him to be on your side. Be on his side, and you'll do fine. Yeah, I really feel blessed that you let me be in between some of these people here today, Scott.
I have the same inspiration and do every time we hear from the great audience of What's on Your Mind. I absolutely do, Fred. Well said. God bless you. Thanks for calling. I'm in the middle of a 9-day novena. A novena is 9 days of prayer. I guess it's a Catholic thing, but who cares? We all pray, right? I hope so. And the novenas, which I've been doing since I was a little guy, there's a number of different novenas out there through the years, and this one is about putting Christ as a king in your life, as saying, you know what, really, is Christ your king, or is a football game on Sunday? Is Christ the king, or is a new truck really ahead of God, right?
There is only one answer.
Well, I think
king of kings.
It's good for us all to ask each other that every day, because there's a lot of things that move in front, and no matter how hard you try, that slips in all the time. You just got to reset every darn day. I love that one. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate your call and your wisdom. Gail in Fargo, go.
Good morning, Scott and Kevin. I want to bring this up to your listeners, too. I'm going to take you back to Inauguration Day when Poopy Pants president sat in front there and said he's going to have one of the most transparent administrations in history. I quote, "I'm not kidding." Well, Epic Times put this out yesterday, and there's several other locations that have done the same thing. His administration, or part of the FDA, went to get a court ruling to release the Pfizer data information, not for 55 years. Now, these companies are allowed to not be prosecuted or lawsuits against them. They're already saved from it. But now they won't let this go out for 55 years?
Question everything, as the wise Kevin Flynn likes to say.
You know, the rapidly rising...
The thing.
You know.
Why would that be, Gail? Why would that be that they want to keep that quiet for 55 years?
Well, I've been in business for many years, Scott.
Hang on a sec, Gail. I got to finish on the other side.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
my name's Donnelly Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy.
Back on What's on Your Nine, 20 past the hour. Some of our regulars calling here this morning on the program, and we're enjoying their wisdom. Then we're going to return to putting first-time callers in the front of the line. A lot of these folks have been waiting a long time because first-time callers are calling and calling and calling. And we'll take some more because first-time callers go to the front of the line, and we're giving away another Let's Go Brandon T-shirt from NodakTees.com, a good North Dakota company run by a young man that impresses the daylights out of me and all the things they do and the innovative ways in which they do it, from signage to, you know, you ever see those little curb things so that when they come plow the snow?
Yeah,
they're like, what are the Kirby's, I always call them, I guess, but they can put signs on those now. You know, like if you do that for a living and you want people to know the numbers, so, you know, they get up at 6 in the morning and they see somebody plowing the neighbors. And they go, wow, I want to call that company. The number's right there. Just graphics, T-shirts, apparel, everything. Pretty amazing. Media Shack. And NodakTees.com, a North Dakota company with great Let's Go Brandon shirts. So pretty cool. And by the way, if Let's Go Brandon offends you, call in and let me know. Man up. Woman up.
Tell us what you have against Brandon.
Call us why this is so bad. We get all kinds of nasty grams by text.
What did Brandon do to you?
You notice they never call. They say we're despicable and disgusting and for saying three words, Let's Go Brandon. Why is this trigger them so bad?
One of the best memes I've seen is a father sitting in a sporting event with his hand over his mouth and it says, a liberal father trying to cheer for his son Brandon.
I saw that one.
Oh,
that was great.
So, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Yeah. And the first one that says, here's why I don't like you saying Let's Go Brandon, we'll give you a NodakTees.com farm shirt. How about that? They have a really cool farm shirt. We'll be at the Fargo Dome for the Northern Ag Expo November 30th and December 1st. If you're coming, love to see you there. Our friends at Red Wing Shoes for ultimate durability. Location in Fargo. It's helped us put together a really sharp flag cap. And we'll toss you one if you say, I stand for the flag at the Northern Ag Expo, November 30, December 1. Be there, okay? So, Gail and Fargo, you were finishing a thought. Go ahead and finish that thought, and then we'll go to the next caller here.
Well, just to say something, the FDA was supposed to be set in America to protect the people from such things as bad vaccines, bad everything else, but yet, they're 55 years. They don't want to let this information go out. I want people to think about this. Add 55 years to your age, where you are right now. Where does that put you?
Yeah. Now, there is always proprietary information that people have. But in this case, because we said, and Donald Trump did this, it was Donald Trump's genius that said, I want all these companies competing against each other. We're going to exempt them from liability. We're going to use this mRNA technology. Do it fast. There's no doubt in my mind that saved a lot of lives. There's no doubt about it. That was all Donald Trump. So sometimes when a pharmaceutical company has a innovative, you know, life-changing thing, they want to protect that information because they don't want their competitors to do it. But in this case, they're all protected. And it's all out there. So this one is a little different. I'm with you on that. Why is Pfizer allowed to deep six this for 55 years in what is supposed to be the most transparent administration in our history? Wow. Very good point. Joe and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Joe.
Yeah. My wife is a 25-year veteran nurse, and she's supposed to be mandated to take the vaccine by December 4th. She doesn't believe in the vaccine right now because it's still too new and they don't know the side effects. So she's going to be looking at losing her job here next month. And it's through West River Health in Hedger, North Dakota. And they're talking, they're going to lose half their staff because of this. Is there anything to stop it?
Well, there are efforts underway to stop it in the courts. Right now, there is a stay on this, you know, for if you companies that have 100 more employees right now, the federal government is, the federal courts have said, stop. Somebody, and I said earlier that I thought there was also a stay on the mandate that says if you have federal contracts, you must, you shall, you will. Somebody said that hearing is not till December 3rd. I'm trying to check that out with Wayne Stengem, the attorney general, because North Dakota is a party to every one of these federal lawsuits. There's a lot of things being done. Now, healthcare organizations are currently exempt from the North Dakota law that was recently passed that said you can't do this to us. So there is North Dakota law now on this. Healthcare is exempt from it, so it wouldn't help there. Are there exemptions? Did they give you the chance to opt out for health reasons or for religious or philosophical reasons where your wife works, Joe? Do you know?
They are trying to, but there is no paperwork as of yet for these people to fill out to send back. It's like they're waiting for the last hour, and then they're just going to can it, all those that aren't going to follow suit.
And we had a nurse call yesterday that said there's new discussions about how to limit the exemptions and whatnot. I have personally applauded Sanford Health on the program because they've leaned into the exemptions, and I was told if you ask for a health reason or for a religious reason, your exemption was granted at Sanford Health. A nurse called from CHI and said it's not the case there, and they're discussing new ways in the future to not allow opt-outs as well. It's a mess. It's not America. It's just not America. It really isn't. And what would you advise your wife if it came down to leave the job or take the vaccine?
Well, she's on the fence of this, and I said do what you feel you want to do, and I said, let them fire you, because I think there's going to be lawsuits after this coming back to these health companies when this mandate stuff all ends. I really do. And she doesn't want to. She's never been fired in her life, so she doesn't want to do that. But she is such a good nurse. She has such a huge reputation in our community, and it's just sad how these good nurses. She's been through the Ebola, the SARS, all these other big diseases, and survived, you know, all of them. So she just can't understand why they're pushing it so hard on these people. You know, they were considered gods when they saved all these people last year, but now this year they're the most hated people on staff, you know, because they're not taking the vaccine.
It's just so sad. It's just not America that you have to choose between. Again, I understand why healthcare organizations do it. I understand the message they're trying to send. The patient is at the top of the org chart, but right below that is the workforce, because without the workforce, they can't care for the patient. But there always should be a consideration of people that do not want to do that for those understandable reasons. Good luck in that decision, Joe. Keep us posted.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats are celebrating. President Biden's social spending bill has passed by a razor-thin majority. House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
The yeas are 220. The nays are 213. The Bill Back Better bill is passed.
The House now has about 1 week to get the legislation ready for a Senate vote. California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy reminds Americans our technology cannot sustain electric cars at this time. And since EV batteries are made in China, the Chinese win if this bill passes in the Senate.
You're charging more than $5 trillion in this bill. More than 2,000 pages. Enough! You're empowering China to be even stronger. This bill spends billions of dollars to hire 87,000 IRS agents.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on your mind? Sponsored by our friends at PetroServe USA, the folks with home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Find that all day, every day, Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue, and I-29, NP Avenue, Glendon, and Yulin. Always get a great breakfast there, great lunch, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. When it comes supper time, some of those great deals like the 4-for-4 special are really good as well. Personal pepperoni pizza today with cheesy or garlic bread is only $5.99. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Back to the phones in just a moment here. We're going to go quickly through these phones. We have Ryan in Aberdeen, Nancy in Oaks, Mike in Fairbanks, Leon in Fargo, and Tim in Hazen waiting to go. And then back to our first-time callers today, because we have to give away another Let's Go Brandon shirt from NodakTees.com. Maybe somebody will call and say, stop saying Let's Go Brandon. We'll give them a NodakTees farm shirt. How about that? Jim the Flagpole guy is here. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no individual in the great state of North Dakota that does more to spread patriotism and give us our last line of defense against all of the insanity that is happening in this country right now. If you're saying, I'm losing the country, I'm losing the country, what am I going to do? First thing you ought to do is call Jim the Flagpole guy and say, get that flag up so I can look at it every day and remind myself what else has happened under that flag, and this too shall pass, we shall prevail. The flag will do that for you. Take it from somebody that looks at one every day. We have a new building going up, a new addition going up, rather, on our Flag Family Media family operation here, and it's on I-29 South. Jim has cooked up a flag for that. You can't even believe. It's going to be epic. And every day we'll get to look at it when we pull up and when we leave, and everybody along I-29 will be able to see it. You ought to have the same at your business, your home, your farm, your ranch, wherever. God bless you, Jim. How are you doing today?
God, man, I can't believe this weather. The last 2 days have been so perfect after the preceding 2 days. Good Lord made up for it there, you know. Not that he owes us anything, but sure was nice working all day yesterday with zero wind. And today it's just a slight breeze. It's beautiful. It's sunshining. The hunters are out. It's just a great day to be in the United States. I hope you're doing good.
I'm doing good. Great to talk to so many callers. They fill our buckets around here, energize us, and we just keep cranking. By the way, super producer Chris Larson is reaching out to West River Health Services to find out more about their exemption process related to that call earlier, called about the hospital in Hettinger. So we follow up on these for you, too, and try and get answers for you as well. Todd's doing the same with Hit Inc. and in Mandan to find out what's happening there. So we're on it today. We're on it. Into it today. Exactly right. You told me a story about Daddy's hands that we were going to talk about today. Tell the listeners what you told me about Daddy's hands.
Well, you know, I like that song, and I don't know who the beautiful singer that sings it, and I once knew, but I heard it the other day, and I got to thinking, I remember actually looking at my dad's hands when I was really young, and they were always so, you know, big and full of calluses and cuts and bruises, and but they were always like monster hands. I was like, man. And then I remember my son Alex used to do that. My daughter, she'd play with my ear, but my son was always kind of infatuated with my hand as well. Well, then the other day, I saw a communist dictator, you know, from over there in the other Asian area, and I looked at his hands, and he had these little tiny fingers and then these big palms, you know, and I'm nothing against Asians, but it seems like they look like they were never worked. And then that, you know, how much dignity did those hands never provide that man, you know? When you work and you work your hands, you have dignity and you have honor and you're blessing other people. And I know you can do that without using your hands so much, but his hands didn't look like they worked. And I think of all the hardworking people in America across this fruited plain, and I'm here at this beautiful farm today, and look at what all they've achieved with their hands. And I just pray that we all, I listened earlier as the gentleman spoke about just being upright before the Lord, and everything will be okay. And that's what I believe the prayer runs on, and that's a pretty good place to be. And thank you to all those that worked their hands and worked this country. That's all I got to say.
Well, I tell you what, your hands do a lot in the standing up for the country that has been so enormously blessed by God that I have, while I have concerns like everybody does, while I worry like everybody does related to where this is going and how this movie will end, I always think of the favor that we have. And it's impossible not to, no matter if you have zero faith walk in this life, if you can't recognize that this is the greatest country on the earth and that does not happen by accident, then I weep for you because it's so obvious. And that's why that flag is so important. Jim, the flagpole guy, ndflagpoleguy.com, 571 flag. And you know what? Kevin's going to play a little bit of the song you're talking about for us right here. And I have to tell you, my wife has a beautiful photo. It was actually a photo of her holding her dad's hands. And it was put into a, it's like a portrait, but it's like the photo is combined with the portrait. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And
yep.
It's on our mantle. And I remember those hands, my father-in-law's hands. You know, you do. And my mom's hands are, I think of my mom every time I look at my hands.
Yeah.
You know, because
yep.
She always had wrinkly hands, and even in her 30s, they were, you know, they were right off the farm, right? And same with my dad. I can picture my dad's hands right now. And when you hold them for the last time, it's darn tough because every ounce of all those memories come flooding back. But you're exactly right. You are, Jim. And as usual, you touch our hearts in addition to selling us something that is so wonderful in the way of a display of this great country in America. 571 flag and ndflagpoleguy.com.
God,
we done with Daddy's
God
hands? I didn't
America.
Hear anything. God bless you. God bless America.
I can sure turn it back.
Thank
up.
You.
Absolutely.
There we go. Love it.
It's the lovely Holly Dunn.
Love it, love it,
that.
Love it, love it, love it. Okay, Tim Hazen, go. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, I got a question for you. I'm not as wise as Fred over at Wing, so I'm going to rely on you to try to help us out. I had COVID back in October. I took ivermectin, and I also did the infusion. Seemed to help a lot. My question is why is the federal government holding back on providing the infusion for people? I've talked to a lot of people that have had COVID that went in to try to get the infusion, and ever since the federal government has taken it over, they're saying that it's limited, and they have a hard time getting it. I just talked to somebody just today. And they said their mother was really sick. She's a cancer patient, and they refused to give it to her.
Well, if you want my honest answer on why they're rationing it, it's because they don't want blue states to not get it in favor of red states. They ought to have nothing to do with it. They ought to just let it be distributed like it always does. I don't know. I haven't heard for a while. Brent Sanford was on top of this story, and actually he and other lieutenant governors wrote a letter to say and expose this, bring some light to it. And when we talked to healthcare entities at the time, It was getting tougher to get, and they were very worried about it, but they were sort of kind of tracking with demand. So I don't know where we're at to date, but just your story tells me it's getting challenging again, and it's disgusting. It's pathetic,
you,
and it's just more of the same from the federal government.
if you go on the FDA page, FDA.gov, it states right on there the Regen/Cov is for non-vaccinated or partially vaccinated people. And that's not what's happening, because I have friends that are nurses that have told me this. So then I've got a funny story for you real quick. You know how you don't like the big box stores like the W Mart one? We're not going to give them a free plug. I went in there and all their registers are all are self-checkout, right? So the other day I asked the manager to come over and I said, hey, you're missing a button on here. And she said, what's that? I said, where's the employee discount? I said, since I'm doing your guys' job, I said, where's the discount button?
Love it.
I like that. And by the way, they're better than most. If you dig into the values of Walmart, they're better than most. They are. Like Costco, they're as woke as you get, right? They're really bad. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the problem is, if you go into Walmart, what percentage of that stuff comes from China? Who is, you know, testing rockets to go around the world and scare the, you know, they have Joe Biden wrapped around their little finger. And Hunter, where is Hunter anyway? I forget where he is.
By the way, I have the answer to his first question about, you know, yep. And all you need to know is this.
That's anything to do with Big Pharma. But
that's thank you, OJs. Yeah. Right there.
The federal government has no business in this at all. A few of my favorite friends today on the program, one of those is Carol Juvin, the great Carol Juvin.
Oh, the man.
To talk a little bit about lutefisk and meatball dinner coming to the Sons of Norway on Sunday. Carol, nice to have you back. Tell us what we need to know.
Thank you. Wonderful lutefisk dinner for everyone that enjoys it and loves it. It's for lutefisk lovers.
Well, you can also
Sunday,
go heavy on
the Sunday is the 21st at 10:30 through 1:30. We'll be serving, and I hope that you will come and say hi and poke your head in the kitchen and say hi. We
and
appreciate that, because
10:30 to 1:30, Sons of Norway, Fargo. And Carol, what do you do to prepare that lutefisk? That if folks have had lutefisk, they say, it's not for me. They've not had your lutefisk. What's different about yours?
We have had 50 years of experience in cooking it. And we have a crew that is absolutely seasoned. We do one lutefisk dinner every month for our members and for the people that would like to be a part of having the food of the gods. It's
wow.
A delicacy in Norway.
Food of
and
the
it's
gods.
Wonderful.
I thought that was the meatballs to go with it. That's my food of the gods, but, you know, I can...
Oh,
is it...
I'm going to try to teach you how to eat lutefisk, because it's good.
You haven't stopped trying, and I have tried it in your presence just for you, and your flaky lutefisk, I must admit, is very different than most lutefisk out there. So, Sons of Norway, 10:30 to 1:30, come on over there today, rather on Sunday, and take it in, and... get a chance to find out that there is a little bit of difference in lutefisk. This is Sons of Norway, Fargo, 10:30 to 1:30. And we're going to Norway,
wonderful.
Too.
Wonderful. See you there.
We're going to Norway, too. I know the trips are filling up, which is fantastic. Back to normal, back to Norway. And tell folks where they can get a hold of you to find one of those wonderful trips you're doing. Marie and I are hosting one of them, but there are several of them. And how can folks get more information on that, Carol?
Yes, 237-9000. Is our phone number for the office, and we'd love to invite everybody to come along to that beautiful land of Norway, the motherland, the holy land for Norwegians.
There you go. That little caveat there, and it is beautiful. Carol's taken us.
We got five tours that are going to go.
Yeah.
And we are taking reservations right now, and if you call up, we'll send them out the material on. Plus a map.
A map. Norway.
Beautiful Norway.
Carol, love to help you find your relatives, too. That's so fun to find, you know, we've met Maria's cousins there. It's just great. 237-1000, correct? Carol, that's the right number?
232-1000 and 237-9000.
There you go. President Trump's next big rally is going to be epic. It's going to happen soon. And Newsmax is the only major cable news channel to air it live. That's right. Hey, it's Scott Hanlon for my friends at Newsmax. Now you know why I love them. Get from Newsmax the info on Trump's rally and his big announcements. Text the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. and get Trump news, too. You bypass the big media. You get the real news from Newsmax. So just join that Trump list today. Zone to 39747. And make sure you tune into Newsmax, now America's fourth largest cable news channel. Find it on all major systems. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and let them know you can switch. And it's free. Newsmax.com. Newsmax TV. And don't forget the app. Get the news you can really trust from Newsmax. Text Zone to 39747.
PetroServe USA. Low price fuel, great home cooking and grab and go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16 ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28 pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Link's Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Money, 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 money. That's it. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. Speaking of money, saving you money. The interest rates have never been lower, or probably never going to be lower. You might want to take advantage right now. That payment could be lower than you've ever seen. Great selection on trucks, SUVs, plenty of local trades. By the way, they'll take yours, too, even if you're not really in the market to buy something. Maybe take yours right off your hands and buy it outright. Check out more. Your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Scott Herman here from Action Movers with us on What's On Your Mind. Before we get finished with the lightning round of your calls, questions, and comments, and another Let's Go Brandon t-shirt winner for first-time callers. The next one's the winner. Todd, Radio God Mitchell, the one and only Kevin Flynn, Chris, Super Producer Larson, and Scott Hannon here having a great Friday edition of the program, and another Scott from Action Movers. I think I've read this wrong, Scott, but it says something about moving for free. You can move for free? You must have lost your mind there at Action Movers.
We can move for free. We have a little bit, Scott. It's an exciting program. It's exclusive to Action Movers where customers actually have the ability to move for free with us, and that's particular to local move-in, but this also applies to anyone who's moving out of state.
That's pretty incredible. And how does it work? Walk me. What do we need to do?
Yeah, the way it works is anybody who's in the market for either buying or selling a home and has not yet been partnered with a realtor, you can call Action Movers. We're partnered with realtors all over the country, obviously including here in North Dakota. And so you give us a call, we hook you up with a realtor, and if you go through that program, you're going to be eligible to get $5 in cash back for every $1,000 in your home purchase and or sales price. So a $300,000 home is going to get you $1,500 in cash back. The only stipulation to get that cash back is you have to move with Action Movers, and you're going to get that check within, on average, about 18 days after your home closing. And so on local moves, this program, a majority of the time, is going to pay for your local move plus leave some money left over in your pocket.
Love that idea. That's fantastic. How do folks get more details on that and get the move scheduled?
They can either go onto our website, which is aactionmovers.com, or they can give us a call. We have offices in Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
Love it, love it, love it. Last thing I want to ask you about is Move for Hunger. This is kind of neat, a charity that does some good when a move is in your future. Tell us about the partnership with Move for Hunger.
Yeah, this is a nationwide charitable organization, nonprofit that we've partnered with. And so this is something we're very passionate about. A lot of times when people are moving, they're decluttering their house, they're getting rid of things. Part of that is non-perishable food items. And so part of that partnership is we collect those non-perishable food items that some folks in the process of moving may be throwing out or not wanting to move those items with them. And so we provide you with a box. We'll come pick that box up, and we bring it over to one of the local food pantries. In North Dakota, 1 in 9 children go to bed each night hungry. And so we make sure this food goes to families in need and make sure that those kids aren't going to bed hungry.
ActionMovers.com, two A's in action, and real easy to get a free quote if you're planning a move. Just put the zip code in you're moving from and where you're going to, and it's hassle-free. Find out about the Move for Free program and also take part in Move for Hunger, great cause. Thanks, Scott. We love our partnership with our good friends at Action Movers. Good chatting with you on this Friday.
Thank you.
Let's get back to the phones. We got to go lightning around here first, Chris. Folks, very quick. Nancy and Oaks. They tell me you're a first-time caller. Is that right?
That is. The last time I was in the radio was in 1950.
How about that?
Wow.
Don't hang up the phone, Nancy. Because
okay.
We have a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt we'll mail out to you after you're done. Why did you call? Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I woke up this morning and turned on the news and found out that Kamala Harris was my acting president of the U.S., and that's a pretty scary thought for an old lady like me.
That's the news today, and yeah. The president's having a colonoscopy, they say. I don't know about you, but I'm not real sure. Somebody said if they're checking out his noggin, they're in the right place because they'll find his noggin during the colonoscopy. So we got a lot of... And somebody else said maybe they'll pull his head out today.
They're going to the brain, are they?
Yeah. So this is all. But yeah, a lot of folks are saying, like you, scared that Kamala Harris is president right now.
I do have a story to tell you.
Tell it. Lay it on me, Nancy.
Last year, I won a prize at a farm show worth several $1,000s. But the problem was I didn't put my name in any box. I wasn't at the farm show. I didn't put my name in the box. So after a week of mystery, my son said he put my name in the box. This year, I won another prize at the farm show for over several $1,000s. I did not go to the farm show, and my son did not go to the farm show. So about a week, it was a mystery until the dealer found out that the factory rep forgot to bring the sign-up box, so he just pulled from the names from last year.
Jeez. Are you busy? Because I need to pick you up and go buy a lottery ticket.
Sadly, you just described the voting system in America. Unfortunately, yeah. Well, I didn't vote. Well, yes, you did. Yeah.
We just used the ones from last year's election. Yeah, okay.
Nancy, hang on. We'll get you your address. Cynthia in Fargo. Cynthia, go. You got about 20 seconds. Lay it on us, Cynthia.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I am calling about the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization case that's going to be heard on December 1st in front of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, boy, is this a big one. Symphony, hang on. For folks watching, you're going to get this on the stream. It will be the After the Show show. For everybody else, we have to go. Sorry we ran out of time. We always do call early. God bless you and thanks for listening.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.